Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's the best time of the week because we are welcoming in Rusty Mantell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. And our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, did I see your posting that you're having the Kirby Smart on today?
We're going to have Kirby Smart on this morning, and he will be talking about Charlotte 49ers.
I was going to say, man. Hey, can't wait to hear what he's got to say about that matchup with Tech.
When you ask for favors to do shows, we got a big game this week. Could I touch on one subject? I was listening to y'all coming in about, like, you know, talking about Darnell Washington and all that
stuff.
Yeah. I could really spend the next 2 hours on Darnell Washington. I think for driver's license, it should be like NFL Combine.
Yeah.
You come in with your shoes off. Let's get a real height
man
for everybody.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm not sure I'm signing up for that.
I promise you this. If we did NFL Combine real weight, men, women, everybody, there would be no American males that are 5'11".
Oh, there's no doubt. No, the 5'11 doesn't exist.
I tell my daughters, if a guy tells you he's 5'11", you're out.
He's lying.
That he is 5'9
he's
and a quarter.
He's lying.
There's no red-blooded American male that's 5'11 walking around.
Nope, there really isn't, man. But so you brought up Darnell Washington. Like, what was that recruitment like to Georgia? What did he weigh? Like, what do you think that when you see 260 listed next to his name, what's your thought process?
That's the ninth grade Darnell Washington.
Well, and you have a photo up of him in the huddle. Oh my God. If you don't see this, go at Rusty Mansell _ to see the photo.
I took that picture. Look at Brock Bowers beside him.
I know.
You don't understand how big he is until Brock Bowers looks like a fourth grader.
Yeah.
Like, he was literally, I kept thinking the whole time, one day I'll tell the story. Tate Ratledge was out running routes as an eighth grader at tight end. I looked at him and said, son, you can quit running routes right now. And I'm telling you right now, Tate Ratledge
had that conversation
before. He didn't talk to me for 2 years. Like, he was so pissed, and now he laughs about it. I never thought Darnell Washington was ever – I thought the whole time that Georgia was going to – all they did at Georgia was in-line attach him.
Yeah.
They had Brock Bowers in the slot.
Yeah, of course.
They had a tight end.
Worked out well for him.
But this guy, 6'7 and a half, he played about 280, 285. Mike, let me ask you this. When you played Georgia in 21 and 22, they would attach him to Broderick Jones. Oh, by the way, who's the starting left tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I was going to say that worked out well.
You think they didn't get some wide zone over there with those two guys and still in the edge?
Wide zone?
Yeah.
I'm thinking some tray blocks on some power load, baby.
But I will say, I knew he was 3'11". I heard that he is exploring. My phone's blowing up because of the 5'11 comment. And the guys that are texting right now are definitely they're 5'10 and a half that are faking. I'm not going to call you out, but I just had like three texts come in. I'll say there's some conversations. I think he understands long-term, can he get there? Because if he's 3'11 now, Mike, he could play easily at 325 at 6'7 and a half. And do you wait on him because you're going to pay him a second contract at some point as a tight end, which is different money than a second contract as a right tackle?
It definitely is. And it goes back to the Jimmy Graham conversation for all those years ago where Jimmy was like, I play wide receiver. Like when your contract comes, I play wide receiver, by the way.
Yes.
I'm not attached to the line.
No.
I think it's a lot of fun. I do want to get into the Georgia Bulldogs. I want to talk about last weekend, but I got to throw this out. I threw this out on Twitter yesterday, and I got to hit you with it right off the top.
Yeah.
All right, you got three rivalry games coming up for the top three teams. Well, the top four teams in the SEC right now, Georgia being one of them. Obviously, that's not an SEC game. Mm-hmm. Bama's going to play Auburn. Texas A&M's going to play Texas. A lot of things left to be kind of shake out. I asked the question on Twitter yesterday. If Bama and Texas A&M met in the SEC title game and Bama were to win and be an 11-2 SEC champ, and Texas A&M were to lose and be a 12-1 runner-up, and Georgia were in an 11-1 but didn't go, how do you rank those three teams for the postseason?
I think Georgia's played a tougher schedule than Texas
A&M.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm just not sure that A&M gets dropped.
I don't know, man, because at some point Georgia's their fourth, and if Alabama beats both teams, I think to me you go back to, okay, what's the strength of schedule?
Yeah,
I think Georgia's playing that now.
Before the Georgia fans come for me, I just said yesterday that they're going to win the national title. So don't think that I'm trying to question them. Okay, I don't need all that smoke from all the Rusty fans. Okay,
what's crazy is, do I think Ohio State's the best team in the country? I do, Mike. I haven't seen Ohio State play since they played Texas.
Exactly.
I haven't seen one snap. They got a hell of a game this weekend.
Yep.
They play Rutgers.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about the other day. That the Big Ten schedule. Indiana played Oregon. That's it. The rest of it's garbage.
I think Ohio State. Everybody I talk to is like, man, they are freaking loaded. They got DNs again. They've got this. They've got that. I just don't know, man. This is going to make it all so much more want to watch. Indiana game will be the first time they've been punched in the mouth in a long time. We'll see.
Indiana can punch too.
It will punch you in the mouth.
Well, saw Michigan play earlier in the year, and they're absolutely awful.
They're
7-2, and they're in the top 25 of the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there going, "What?
Yep.
I'd take 3-8 Florida over them right now." Speaking of which,
of who?
Florida. What?
And he always sneaks one in, doesn't
he? Well, I sneak it in because, hey.
I was about to say that.
He can't help it, man. He can't help it.
Well.
Let's talk about the Saints linebackers.
Maybe I would. Pete Werner and DeMario Davis, they're both studs.
And they both played well against the Falcons. I heard you this morning. I listen.
See, I know
I support.
You do.
I
know you do.
I support.
Still don't bring me my biscuit, though. This the on three reported it. So, you should have the info on this. Yep. John Sumrall. He's going to interview, and then all of a sudden he's not.
Yep.
And then there's the fact that Dan Mullen, the house Dan Mullen lived in, has now gone under contract right after Layla and Knox leave town. Just saying, Russ, what the hell is going on?
It's the wildest thing I've ever seen. You know, the fact that Lane thought they were going to sneak on a plane, even Lane, he was like, yeah, just pull up to that back one, and I'm going to let – just pull in the back. Nobody's going to follow that plane. Nobody's going to follow, oh, by the way, a former LSU player's jet. Nobody's going to follow that plane.
Yeah.
Leaving Baton Rouge to Oxford. Listen, I'm into business. FlightAware, I don't know if they sponsor a show. I'll give them a free one. Everybody watches FlightAware.
Everybody.
I mean, the people that care, they were camped out. So I saw a guy last night that said all he did was – as soon as they scheduled that plane from Baton Rouge to Oxford, he had his coworker go to Oxford, and when the plane landed, they were trying to get any pictures. Now, obviously, Lane can control the narrative there,
sure,
because they're going to pull around. But that's how much they're going through this stuff. It's not team planes.
People
freaked out about that Florida plane. That had nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
you think they're going to fly them alligator plane into PDK?
Orange and blue plane.
No, now that this ain't Big Tex. You know, back in the day, now it's the Texas plane pulls up a Longhorn, on the front.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there, man.
It's just weird, the Summerall thing to me. That's really
the
question.
I think the Summerall thing to me was either happened two ways. It leaked and it pissed him off, or wherever he's going put a stop to it.
I'm going to go with
the latter.
I hate to break it to a steak,
but he ain't staying. Sorry, steak.
I broke his heart last week. I'm talking about, you see those wipes right there? If those wouldn't have been Clorox wipes, I was going to have to give him one. But I did tell him this, Tulane, you know, there's a lot of people that say that Blake Baker would be the target there, the LSU-DC, which would be a hell of a hire.
I think it would, too. And he's got to be making north of $2 million down Problem there at is LSU.
The question there is you're going to put your name on that program, and that's how you go back. And Tulane's been successful.
Yes, they have.
They've got enough NIL. Yep. They've hit on quarterbacks, and I think Tulane's is a great place to go.
I heard Tulane has a huge donor out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Real quick, I
know one is writing a check down there right now.
There ain't
from 9 to 11
that.
Every
he's
day.
He's writing one in Athens right now, too. I do want to talk to you a little bit about the Texas game from last week. Make sure we cover that. You were as excited on social media as I've seen you in a while over a victory.
I got it. Some Texas fans came at me a couple months ago, so I saved that.
You
saved it.
I saved it. I want to ask you this because I'm going to see if you agree. I don't think Texas played bad.
They didn't.
I actually think Texas is one of the most improved teams in the country when I looked at the way they played against Georgia, which is crazy to say, and that's one of the reasons I was talking about Georgia winning a national title yesterday, because it's not like Arch Manning was just lost and not playing.
He didn't
play
bad. I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying. I was kind of taken aback. I'm like, this game is lopsided, and Texas ain't exactly playing some awful brand of football that they did get, like when they played against Ohio State earlier in the year.
They had a couple of key drops.
Yes.
And what happens when you play a team, Georgia, when you're in that type of environment, everybody talks about the Tylan Taylor play you drop against Alabama to lose that game. When you lose a game like that, the team that loses always goes back to those three or four plays.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know how that works. My thing is, it was 14-10. You had 11 drives. You only scored on a short field. They had a 14-play drive to open.
Good point.
They had a 14-play drive to open. Georgia holds. It's 3-0. Then you have 9 other possessions. You don't score. And then the only way you score is on a short field interception. So, to me, yes, I do think Texas up front was hell now.
Yeah, they were.
I was on the field pregame, and those two D linemen, those two tackles they got, oh, my God. I mean,
Jessies.
Dude.
They were some Jessies.
Lord, I was thinking there's no way Georgia's running the ball tonight, and they really had trouble.
Yeah.
But I do think it was interesting. Georgia used Colin Simmons' aggression against him. He ain't setting the edge.
That's what you do.
That dude's looking for sacks.
Can I? And I just.
And they ran.
I know you're going to agree with this. Can I just give a slight tip of the cap to Mike Bobo?
Dude, Mike Bobo.
The guy has been.
Mike Bobo
all
went
over it.
Under center. What about the key fourth down? On that, you know what he went after? He went after Colin Simmons because what did he do? He didn't touch a back. He had a free release on that play. But I will tell you this: as far as just straight up dog coming to get you, you can look at him in that bend. And you're a left tackle. You better have your ass ready to move.
No, thank you.
Because he's coming.
I'm good.
But they did use that. Mike Bobo went under center. He went a lot of play action.
Yeah.
And he really used that aggression against him, especially in the second half.
Mike Bobo has not been a problem for Georgia this year. The Georgia fans that want to hate on Bobo, first off, I've never been a fan of the hatred of him.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd all due respect, and I can say this because he's my neighbor. I mean, he got Hudson Mateson and had one of his best years ever when Rick and them were there.
Yeah.
But you look at what he's done. I mean, he's been perfect for Gunner. I mean, yeah. He has absolutely almost made every right call with how to use Gunner Stockton and the offensive weapons that they have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what doesn't get talked about enough? Georgia was in the transfer portal market last year, and Gunner never flinched. He stayed. You know who the two guys they went after? Was John Mateer and Fernando Mendoza. The John Mateer stuff didn't last long because Oklahoma hired his OC, and it was a wrap.
I was going to say that.
But he was coming on a visit. Then they get Fernando Mendoza there. And it's all – he's in the office. All he's got to do is sign that offer, and he's there. And Gunnar Stockton never freaking flinched.
Got to love that, man.
Never flinched. And there's no telling what Georgia had to throw at Mendoza because he was the top quarterback prospect, most people thought.
If he would have flinched, Kirby would have scheduled his team.
He would have.
He would have.
Hey,
you're talking about being on a heater now.
Let's go.
A lot of people ask me why did he take that shot at Texas. Maybe I'll ask him this morning. I don't think he took a shot at Texas. I think he took a shot of how do you win games like that, and his kids that are focused and physicality. I think it was
a message to his own locker room too.
I never took it once.
The Texas fans were like, why did he come at Sark? And why? I was like, I don't think he was saying because he and Sark are friends. I don't think he went at Sark. I think he went at how do you win a game like this. And what's the culture like? And you don't win a game when kids are only worried because you got to be, you know, the physicality of that game. I think it got kind of – it is what it is.
You're spot on. But first off, he didn't schedule Texas. Greg Sankey scheduled Texas for Georgia.
Yeah.
So that's a ridiculous thing. That's just Texas fans with their little rabbit ears thinking everything's about them.
Yeah.
The reality of the situation is I think he was talking about – I think Mike's right, the locker room for one, and also – more of the culture of college football today that there's soft thought process in sticking with it.
And God, I would go to the grave with this one. He had a major, major prospect that everybody in the recruiting world would know who it was. And his parents basically said, there's too much physicality. He's going to be hurt here, and y'all are cussing too much. And Kirby said, guess what they do in NFL? They hit and they cuss.
Wow.
But good luck to you.
Cussing.
And listen, this kid was a super freak five-star, but he's not going to bend or change for anybody. And that was that kid's playing and starting somewhere else, but it ain't at Georgia.
Well, we are so late, Rusty, but we're not going to get to talk to you next week, so I'm going to fall on the sword for this one. Georgia Tech, you feel good about that one?
I do. But I know, but they've got a Terminator and Haynes King, mm-hmm. and this dude, if the term leave it all on the field, like they're gonna carry that dude off, like they're gonna have nothing left. Mm. And 2 years in a row, he's given Georgia absolute hell. If Georgia Tech don't play better on defense, Brent Key himself said he called his defense out. He had to tell him, you got to play better.
Got to.
It's not just a Georgia game. It's gonna hurt them long term because this offense and Haynes King. It's just good. I mean, he's just a problem, man. And Georgia's gonna have their hands full. CJ Allen's not gonna play next week. I don't think so. They got their hands full of that guy. But can you get enough stops? But Tech defensively, if I'm a Tech fan, I would worry. Like, can we get any stops?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
It's gonna be a good one, yep. Rusty. Thank you so much for coming in. That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ, of course. You can catch Rusty with Steak right here at 9. They are having Kirby Smart on today. Coming up, we're going to dive back into our Falcons-Saints matchup. How will our offense match up with their defense? It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.